Bite and Hold, The Ecopoetics of Stolen Land by Dunya Munsef. Stolen Land. All land is stolen. Every home is someone else's exile. Every step toward a free ground is someone else's brick trowel, spreading mortar for a purple wall. Every dreamy gaze at a celestial star is someone else kneeling down to kiss a virgin soil. And claim. Clamoring, we claim, they claim. Land claim is not just ink on paper. It's blood rushing through veins. It's a story engraved on layers and layers of earth. A refugee's dream of resting after a long march. Harsh winters, distant shores. And we hide from history. Our shameful plows burrowing hate into housing projects. But houses will never be homes. Barracks. Here we are all decommissioned, treated, mistreated. Treaty 7 had no land, only asbestos contamination. Give them the old barracks with unexploded ordinances and pictures of generals with head regalia tributing the queen. Here the troops were trooping back from freeing Vimy Ridge, fruitless menaces with bite and hold tactic against a prairie wind unfit for inhabitation. Here, the Curry Barracks became a gated community, bitten and held together with aged bricks and fresh mortar. Here, the people became a land, and the land became a barrack. From Baraka, a soldier's tent, a barrack will never become a people again. Places we bury the past without headstones. Here, we left a dying father who suppressed all his tears, locked them in his hands, like one locks mementos in old ammunition boxes. A sharp pencil mark on the wall, next to where the shrapnel hit. Here, children are signing artillery shells to send to other children across the border. Cluster bombs open the clear blue sky. History is a phosphorus poison fruit. The people hunkered down, counting air raids and seconds to impact. Here, drums quit pulsating their skin to listen to the moaning of the uncounted dead. Bite and hold. And we endure in vacant lands for the intention of occupation, in overcrowded refugee camps for rationed meals, in empty hearts for the intention of love. Like a nail endures the intention of a hammer. A full moon also endures prismatic light polishing its edges. And aged sea vessels endure salt rusting their hinges to charred orange. Here, where even breathing takes courage, we hold and bite the pain of leaving, the pain of settling, the pain of giving up, giving in, giving over what never belonged to us. Instead of the scent of jasmine, we pack a pinch of dirt in our pockets and a single blue tear as a promise of return. The wind beckons us to unclench our teeth, relax our shoulders, and let go. Why can't we conceive of land as a gift? A beach corner we borrow to spread a tattered towel over and enjoy fleetingly until the sun sets and all the mermaids go home. Why is our relationship to land structured around ownership?